So be aware of that. Be aware of that. And don't give your soul, your total obedience to anybody but Allah. That's what it means to say mukhlisina lahuddin. Mukhlisina lahuddin. Mukhlisina means that I've given my whole self, that I'm holy for God and His purpose. Lahuddin. For Him is religion. For Him is religion. Why are you in religion? To enrich W.D. Muhammad? Why are you in religion? To make me popular? Why are you in religion? So I will be a special guy? No, you're in religion to live the life that you believe Allah wants for you. So your religion is not for W.D., your religion is for Allah. Some people want to make the religion for economics. Now that might sound good to some of you, because you don't have any economics. You don't have even any eco. So it might sound good to you, know, but that's not good. Any movement away from the purpose God established for religion eventually corrupts religion. And when religion is corrupted, it's the most powerful influence on earth for oppressing the human being, the intellect, particularly the intellect. Many of us, until recently, we weren't literate. We were illiterate. We were illiterate. We couldn't read. So whatever came to us from the white man, it was just automatically accepted. So if the white man suggested that we were inferior by nature, even if we didn't tell anybody, it crushed our soul. It crushed the esteem in our spirit. It was crushed by it. So that's what made slavery for African Americans so difficult. Right now, you'd be surprised how many of us are right now in the same state that the slaves were in. What I mean by that, we are waiting on the white world to give us the indication how to think, what to think, where to go, when to go, who to like, who to dislike, what idea to accept, what idea to reject, what ethnic group to like, what ethnic group to dislike, to not like. What religion to choose, what religion to turn off down as an antichrist or whatever. Yeah, we are ready for the white man to tell us Jesus is not God, he's a human being like you are, he's a prophet. We're waiting for the white man to tell us that. Many of us. Now, why I pick on you like that? Because you did not come in this country as bishops, ministers of the church. You did not come in this country like that. You have no right to claim kinship with Christianity over the white man. Because it was a circumstance that the white man put you in that explains you becoming Christian. So you have no right to claim more kinship or stronger ties with Christian history. I won't say church, because to me the church is something separated from Christian history. And the Christianity, as I see it, is something separated from Christian thinking. So I will correct what I said. You have no right to claim a kinship to Christian thinking over the white man who put you in circumstances to get that thinking. Now, isn't that a fact? We can't deny that. That's a fact. And let me tell you, if you want your soul to really be free, question your allegiance to Christianity all over again. If you never question it, please do. Question your allegiance to Christianity. Because we weren't, don't you know if the white man gave us inferior education, he gave us inferior religion? How can you expect the man who gave you inferior existence and inferior education to give you superior religion? I can't understand that. The white man that had us under his influence was not only the immediate slave master, But he was the remote slave master in the North. Don't think they are innocent. He was also the remote slave master. And believe me, those slave masters conditioned us to buy soul train Christianity. I'll never preach Christianity. If I do, I won't be in this same mind that I'm in now. But I tell you this, that I believe right now that I could do more good for our people on the whole preaching Christianity than all the ministers I'm hearing combined. Now I say I'm hearing. Maybe there's some I'm not hearing. But all I'm hearing, and I do look at TV, I look at evangelists on TV, there's something else, one called Price. He's terrific. Evangelist. Got a big following, big church. Yeah, and there are many others. And I've gone to church. Believe me, I used to go to church and sit in the service. I wanted to learn for myself. What is it? Yes. And from what I'm seeing and hearing, I do believe that I could start preaching Christianity today, and after a month, I will accomplish more as a Christian minister in terms of really improving and bettering, put our people's mind and soul and spirit in a better spirit. I would accomplish more than all of them accomplishing combined. That's something that I believe 100% in. Now, somebody might say, well, why don't you do that? If you know you can do more good preaching Christianity, why don't you do that? In the Quran, there's a lesson given in Solomon. Solomon wanted to accomplish something, and that was to bring the throne of Sheba to him. And he was offered help that could get it right like that, but he turned it down. My conscience wouldn't allow me to do that. That's why Solomon turned down that help that he could get immediately, and that's why I would turn down that kind of service, decision. It is because my conscience would bother me. I just couldn't do it. I would be an imposter. I wouldn't be coming straight. I couldn't do it. But if any of you can, if I can help supply you, let me know. Come to me. I'll qualify you to do it. Yeah, any of you want to do it, I'll qualify you. Because it needs to be done. I can't do it. But I'll show and make available to you what I have. And if you have the content, you need strength. You need real strong human content. If you have that, I could help you. And you could do wonders with Christianity. I know a lot of Muslims, they're saying, why would the imam say that? Because I'm an honest man. I'm an honest man. That's why I say that. And I don't care if every one of you will walk out on me right now and leave me up here by this mic. I just go home feeling bad inside, but I'll be doing the same thing tomorrow. If God keep the breath in me, I'd be doing the same thing tomorrow. It wouldn't change me, not at all. Yes. Yes, because I'm an honest man. You say, well, can Islam do that? Yes. But our people are not turned on to Islam. They turn on to the church and to Christianity. If someone could take the prejudice out of them against Islam and against Arabs and against Muslims, certainly we could do it overnight. We could change the state of our people overnight. So in spite of great opportunity, we are not realizing the benefit that we should be realizing. And it's because we are motivated not by the original motivation, that is the motivation to free our excellence, to free ourselves to realize our excellence. Don't you know the Muslim is said, told by God, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ إِحْسَانٍ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, that God has inscribed upon everything, prescribed for everything, are endowed everything, it means all of that, with excellence. Excellence. So if we were motivated by excellence, and brothers and sisters, especially you who study Quran and who teach or are trying to qualify to teach the religion, brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what I already know from self-study, from experience. The Quran directs us into many ways. First of all, the first for success is that you devote yourself wholly to Allah. That's the first for success. To devote yourself wholly to Allah as a Muslim means to accept what all that Allah has established in the Quran. So that means Muhammad the Prophet, as he is established in the Quran, the articles of faith and the articles of practice as they are found in the Quran, the importance as you find that importance in the Quran. So don't just read the Quran or learn about Islam and don't look for where importance is placed. Islam talks about a lot of things. In the Quran, say this book misses nothing big or small. It doesn't say itself, but it says that those who witness it, they say this revelation misses nothing big or small. So that means the Quran takes up a lot of small matters, like washing the hands and the arms and the elbow and the face and the feet, right? It takes up a lot of small matters. What did the prophet say? The prophet says, stay away from the big sins. Don't give yourself to all sins. Oh, I got to be careful. This cheese is not halal. But your statement that you just made wasn't halal. And the statement had worse consequences to you and to the household, to the members of the household, than you eating a cheese that's not halal. Oh, I got to watch it. I better not eat this cheese. This cheese is not halal. Oh, where that toothpaste come from? I don't want to use that toothpaste. That toothpaste may not be halal. You know, this is not only in Islam. This is also in Christianity. The Bible says that the people had been influenced or conditioned to make trivial things the big thing. And when Jesus Christ, the prophet, came, he had to address that problem. He said, you make all this fuss over the washing of pots and where to hang the stockings. Now I'm using caravale, I'm putting it in my stockings, you know. And you ignore the major things that God has ordered for you. You see? So that's what I find to be a tendency now in the Islamic world. You meet a Muslim, he says, assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam, wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. What? Where are you from, brother? I'm from America. Ooh, America. He say, hey, Muslim can't live in America. Muslim can't progress in America. There's no opportunity for Muslim in America. The Dajjal is there. The Dajjal is the one who rides the donkey, you know. Means the traitor to the interests of the donkey-headed people rides the donkey there, you see. The Dajjal is there. There's no chance of... And then he comes over, he comes over here. He's influenced to come to America. You meet him in America. Oh, you got America. Yes, brother. I'm here, you know. It's a terrible place. I'm here. And he says, you be careful. What kind of toothpaste you use? Colgate. Not halal. So, you know, that problem is ours too. Watch the major things. That's what keep your eye on the major things, the most important things. Allah did not give Muhammad a description of our religion that includes trivials. The Prophet gave this answer when asked, what is Islam? He said, it is to believe in God, to worship Him, whether you see Him or not. It is to witness to witness that Muhammad is His prophet. It is to make prayer as established. It is to pay zakat, to give in charity. He said, and it is to fast the month of Ramadan, the month in which the Quran is revealed. And it is to make visit to the sacred house, the inviolable mosque. And he concluded it there, didn't he? He gave a definition. He gave an answer. What is Islam? And that's what he answered. Now, he didn't say it. It is to search the cheese and test it in the laboratory to see if it's halal. It is to wear a veil made out of imported silk from my country. See, he got a monopoly on veil making. So he's advocating that every Muslim must wear a veil in Sunnah. The veil. The sisters have to wear the veil, brother. It is Sunnah. I can show you in the Sunnah. The sisters must wear the veil. He said, haram. Brother Imam, I must leave your meeting now. All of your sisters are haram. So how can you benefit from opportunity if you're not recognizing where emphasis should be placed, where priorities should be established, where important things are, where important openings are, where important meanings are, first of all, where important meanings are. I'm not just a black-skinned man. I am a black human being. And human being goes to the content, doesn't it? When I say I'm a black human being, it sends the mind to the content of the person. I'm a black human being. Of course, I could be a black animal. Well, I'm a black human being, you see? So if we put importance on surface things and not go to the heart of the matter or more important meaning, we lose that qualification that God created us with. We lose that qualification to meet challenge, to surmount obstacles, to overcome barriers, to progress in spite of bad times and bad conditions. We lose that power, we lose that content for that kind of survival and progress on this earth when we give our mind to simple meanings and simple things and fail to see where emphasis are in important matters. So I hope that this address has served this purpose, and that was to strengthen us who are already in this consciousness and to awaken us that are out of this consciousness. So we pray to God always for forgiveness, guidance, mercy, and guidance. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be on you.